Hey girl, welcome to the Hustlin' Mama podcast, where we focus on creating healthy and sustainable habits while living a life we freaking love. My name's Emily, and I'm a certified nutrition coach obsessed with giving you simple tools to help you ditch restriction and find your confidence again. This podcast is all about real talk, linking arms through the struggles, and having fun along the way. So mama, let's dive in. Hello, thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Emily, and this is the Hustlin' Mama podcast, and I am so freaking grateful that you are here and that you are tuning in for another episode. I cannot believe that this podcast is as far along as it is, and I'm just so grateful to have you on this journey with me. So we're going to start off today with some housekeeping stuff before I jump into today's topic. But just to give you a little sneak peek of what's coming for today, we're really going to talk about what to do when you feel like you quote unquote fell off track. And that could be with your workouts. It could be with your nutrition. It could be with whatever goal you're working on. I'm going to really come at it today with a nutrition focus because I know that is what a lot of my clients are working on and what a lot of people who listen to this podcast are working on. So that's where we're going to come at it from, but you can really use these tips I'm going to share in any habit that you're working to build. So before we jump into that, I wanted to share a couple of exciting announcements. So if you are on my newsletter list, then you know that my new one-on-one coaching business is officially like launched in the public. I've been sharing it with you guys here a little bit, but I really had been nervous to open those doors and like put it in my newsletter and put it on my blog. And I still need to share it on social media, but I'm going to do that later today. So that's my accountability that I'm sharing here is that I'm going to post that. And it's so nerve-wracking when you're working on a goal and you know other people are going to see it, especially if it's like a big, scary goal. But I'm also really excited. So I've called my company Eat, Hustle, Thrive Wellness, and I am opening up for one-on-one clients. I have 3 spots available for October. So if you want to snag one of those spots, I have a link in the show notes. It'll take you to my calendar and you can schedule a 30-minute totally free goal setting chat. We'll talk about your goals. We'll talk about what you want to work on and really just chit chat and see if we are a good fit working together, because I want to make sure that I'm going to be a good coach for you and just make sure like you're the type of client that I want to work with, because it's a mutual relationship and we get to decide if we want to work together, which is so freaking exciting. So if you want to grab one of those spots, make sure you head in the show notes. And then if you maybe don't want like a one-on-one feel, you like more of a group style coaching with accountability and support from like multiple people, I do have my group coaching enrollment open for October, and I'm taking 5 new clients there. So the application for that is in the show notes as well. And then lastly, if you are local to Cincinnati, I am headed to a mom's like walking group on Thursday and would freaking love for you to come with me. I'll share the dates with you and the times and things if you want to send me a DM on Instagram. I'll put my Instagram in the show notes. Or if you're like, I don't have Instagram, like I'm not on social media. I know sometimes people aren't. Feel free to send me an email. I'll put my email in the show notes as well. But if you want the details on that, just let me know. I would freaking love to just have as many of you as possible there to like meet and hug you in person. So let me know if that interests you if you're in Cincinnati. But without further ado, that's all of the announcements. Let's jump into today's topic. So like I said before, today's topic is what to do when you feel like you quote unquote fell off track. And I say fell off track because like who gets to decide what's on and off track? But I know a lot of times I'll have that feeling of like, oh, I fell off track and I need to like get back on it on Monday. So if you have those feelings too, you're not alone. And we're really going to jump in and dive in to that today. The inspiration for this topic is because this weekend I went to my sister's and we watched Hocus Pocus 2. So if you watched it, you have to let me know what you think. It just came out this past Friday. If you're listening to this real time, it is Tuesday, but we watched it this weekend. And of course, one of my favorite things to do is like have movie days and have a bunch of yummy like treats and just like snack and watch movies and just have like a lazy day of doing that. It's so much fun. I used to be the person that loved going out all the time, and I have slowly transformed into this person who just wants to like cuddle up on the couch and stay home and watch movies for my fun days. So let me know if you can relate to that. But with that being said, I went to my sister's, we watched Hocus Pocus, we had a bunch of snacks. And granted, I made like paleo desserts for me because I have to stay dairy-free for sure and gluten-free. I have some sensitivities to gluten, so I'm trying to avoid it as much as possible. If you've been following my journey for a bit on social media and even just with this podcast, you know I've really been focused on gut health the past month and a half. So right now I'm in my reintroduction phase. I cut out 6 foods that are generally highly inflammatory the month of September. And then the past couple weeks, I've been slowly adding them back in. So far I've added back in gluten and I've added back in dairy. Gluten, I had a very like mild reactions to, like just a small headache, a little bit of brain fog, a little bit feeling a little bit more tired. I reintroduced dairy this past weekend and just had a horrible reaction. Like stomach cramps that I swear were worse than like labor contractions. And I was just like uncomfortable and not having a good time Friday night after I had eaten dairy. So dairy is like definitely a no-go for me. Gluten is something I just generally try to avoid, but I haven't really worked on adding back in the other things. You're really supposed to follow like this process of adding in one food, waiting about 3 days to see if you had a reaction. And then if you did have a reaction, to wait 2 more days before you add in the next food so that you really are allowing your body time to process the food that you consumed, assess how it's affecting you, and then give your body time to reduce inflammation if the food did cause irritation. So Friday, I introduced dairy, had a horrible reaction. So I really should have waited 4 days before I added back in anything else. But on Saturday, I actually had corn, I had alcohol, and I had artificial sugars. And all of those are foods that I had cut out in September. So I didn't really give my body the time to repair from the dairy that I should have. So I was kind of feeling that guilt that sometimes we feel if we are like, oh, I like had more treats than I thought I was going to. Or I know when I was calorie counting, I felt that a lot of like, oh, I went over my calories. Like, oh my gosh, it was a lot of that like guilt and like beating myself up for not like, quote unquote, following things to a T. But it's also just a mindset that we have to work through. And in this case, it was I was like, oh, I didn't really reintroduce these things properly. And I really felt myself being like, oh, maybe I should just give up on the reintroduction phase. Like I've really been struggling with it because I've been having reactions. I just feel like it's taking so long and I just kind of want to be like done with it, honestly. But I know like there's a process for a reason and I need to follow it so I can learn about my body, which was the whole point in doing this. So I was having those feelings of, oh, should I just stop doing the reintroduction phase and just go into the maintenance mode that I know I'm going to do anyway with my gut health program and intuitive eating like combined together. And it's really hard to break through those feelings of like, oh, I fell off track, I should just stop. And if you are a perfectionist, like I am totally guilty of that, so you're not alone. If you are a perfectionist, I think we feel it even more because it's like we want to do things right so badly. And I say right, but it's not actually the right way to do it. We want to do things how we feel is right so badly that if we even like veer off course just a little bit, like it feels like we're failing. But we just really need to reframe and ask ourselves, like, are we really as off track as we think we are? Because I know after Saturday, I felt like I had like blown my whole program. But when I went back and thought about it, it's like I was consistent for freaking 5 or 6 weeks. And that is amazing to be able to do that for 5 or 6 weeks. And if I had like one little moment where I like didn't follow things exactly, it didn't ruin all of my progress. It didn't set me back in any real way, aside from the fact that I need to wait 4 days before I reintroduce the next food. And I just pick back up where I left off. You can't give up just because you feel like you like veered off course a little bit. You just really have to remind yourself that one, it's probably not as bad as you think. You're probably just overthinking, beating yourself up, being your own worst critic, and taking that step back and assessing like, is it really as bad as I think it is helpful to just reframe that. And also remember, like, did you enjoy yourself while you were doing it? Because like I said, having those movie days is like one of my favorite things. So I enjoyed myself. It was worth it. And we just have to remind ourselves of that too. And sometimes it might not be worth it. I've definitely had those days where maybe you overindulge or you just weren't as prepared as you wish that you were. And you're just like, oh man, I wish I would have like packed a snack or did something different than what I did. And that's okay. It's all part of learning. You can use those situations to say, well, how can I do better next time so that I can feel good about this? And just use it as a learning opportunity and see it as you getting stronger versus you, quote unquote, falling off track or messing up, because it's just not true. There's no failure. There's no falling off track. There's just learning and growing and evolving and being better, learning how to listen to our bodies better. And that's all that we can do. So we really have to just like put a stop on the guilt spiral and hand it back to diet culture if you can. And just say, yeah, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed treats. That's okay. I'm okay with that. I had fun. It was worth it. And stop beating yourself up for living your freaking life and enjoying it. And with that, I know it can be easier said than done, especially when you're like in it and you have these goals that you're really working really, really hard for. But just know it's okay to give yourself grace every now and then. And I'm not saying like go wild and eat a bunch of desserts and don't like eat any vegetables at all. You just really have to focus on finding the balance that works well for you. So maybe that looks like having a cookie every now and then and just like spacing it out in your week or at once a week, once a month, whatever feels really good to you. And not throwing everything, all your healthy habits out the window, but also incorporating in those treats that make you feel satisfied so that you're not like binging on a bunch of snacks every like couple months because you're restricting yourself so much. So I feel like this episode is a little all over the place. So I hope you're really connecting with what I'm saying and you're not like sitting there like, what is this lady talking about? But I know it's so hard to do because I've been there, and it's so easy to fall back into those thoughts of feeling guilty about your food choices and thinking that you have to be perfect. And it can really be a struggle, especially if you like have done really restrictive diets before. I know that's why I struggle with it still sometimes, is because I was a really strict calorie counter. So I can really fall into that mindset of like not doing things properly. But really what it comes down to is just focusing on how you feel. So are your healthy meals making you feel satisfied, or do you feel like you're craving desserts or chips or something? If you are enjoying a treat, did that treat make you feel satisfied? Did it make you feel overly full and like crampy and bloated and gross? Like, because if it did make you feel gross, maybe you kind of use those feelings to say next time, like, well, do I really want to eat that pizza if it gave me really bad cramps? And you get to decide. And that's the beautiful thing. You get to think about your food choices and you get to decide, is eating this like veggie-based, really healthy, delicious meal going to make me feel really good on its own? Or do I want to add on this treat because that's really what my body wants right now, and that's going to make me feel good and satisfied so that I don't go home and eat like a pint of ice cream sitting in the dark? It's really just looking at those choices and making a mindful choice. And remember that your worthiness, it doesn't lie on if like, it doesn't rely on how quote unquote on point your nutrition is. Your worthiness is within you already. That is all that you need. You don't need to make these like 100% super healthy all the time food choices to be enough. You are enough right now. And maybe you needed to hear that reminder today. I feel like I just like felt that one a little bit because I needed to hear it today. But you get to eat in a way that helps you feel your best physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever that may be. Some days it may mean that you're eating really healthy. Some days it may mean that you're having like some pumpkin bars and ice cream. But really, I just want to encourage you today to listen to your body, try things out, track it, see how it makes you feel, see how it makes you feel in your body and your mind, and just really use that to your advantage because you get to make the choices here and nobody else does. It's your body, it's your nutrition choices, it's your choice. So I really, really hope that this episode helps you find the balance that works for you. It helps you nourish your body in a way that makes you feel really, really good, whatever that looks like to you. And I just really hope that you feel empowered to try new things and not think that you have to eat in a like one specific way, that there's flexibility, there's fluidity. You get to do what feels good. And if you really need help breaking past those restrictive thoughts, those limiting beliefs, that is what I'm here for. I'm here to help you make those healthy habits simple so that they don't feel restrictive, so that you can feel confident going out to a movie night, going out to dinner, doing whatever it is you want to do, that you can live your life to your fullest. You can feel joyful and just have a good ass time while also being healthy and nourishing your body. So if that's something that you need help with, grab one of those one-on-one sessions, girl. You know the links in the show notes. I'm always here for you. Or if you just have a question, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm always here to help however I can. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it wasn't super scrambled and scattered. Let me know what you think either in my DMs, or if you wouldn't mind like leaving a review or sharing to your story and tagging me. I'd love to hear what you thought about it. But that is all I have for today. Until next time, I hope you have a great week and keep on hustling. Thank you.